Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
As members of society, we often take on many different roles. We may be students, daughters, tutors, competitors, and sisters all at the same time. Now, what often happens, because we assume so many different roles, is that these roles will come into conflict with one another. In sociology, we have a term for this. We call it role conflict, and it can happen in one of two ways. One way role conflict occurs is by trying to be two incompatible things at the same time. For example, it's common for a father to also be the coach of a baseball team. But what happens when he is the coach of his son's baseball team? In this situation, he must act both the role of father and the role of coach. So say his son makes a bad play in a game. As a father, he might want to comfort his son when he does something wrong, put his arm around him and tell him it's okay. But as a coach, he would want to tell the boy exactly what he did wrong. He must choose one role, and there's no easy way out of the conflict. Role conflict also occurs when there is a sudden change in role. A doctor, for example, must at times be a patient. But because he sees himself as a doctor, he may have trouble assuming the role of a patient when he is suddenly ill or injured and cannot care for himself. He may try to make diagnoses or order tests when he should be listening to the advice of his own doctors and submitting to their care.